And thank you for joining us here on a new episode of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm your host, Jesse Adlin. We continue our coverage and recaps from the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. We want to talk drainage and farm tiling and more. I was able to catch up with Darla Huff and Logan Chamberlain from ADS, Advanced Drainage Systems, and have a conversation about what they are doing to help farmers on their operation with better drainage practices. Here is that interview with ADS. Logan, it's been a little while since you and I talked, midsummer last year. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again, Jesse. Thanks for stopping by.
Definitely. And Darla, it's good to see you again as well. I think, a couple farm progress shows ago maybe is the last time you and I had a chance to talk, so it's good to see you as well.
Likewise. I'm glad to be back.
Well, let's talk a little bit about ADS and just kind of catch up. And Logan, maybe a refresher, you know, what we kind of talked about and what you guys do when it comes to water management. Kind of get us up to speed here. It's the beginning of a new year, 2024. What's some of the new exciting things with ADS right now?
Absolutely. So a little bit of the background, right? ADS, Advanced Drainage Systems, and truly that total water management for your farm. So helping our farmers and our contractors, drainage installation, and making sure that they've got the right amount of water in the right place at the right time. Biggest thing kind of moving into this year is just getting our farmers set for their year, kind of making their financial plans, what's going to be the best investment and return on investment for their ground this year. And that's where we think that drainage is going to have a great spot for them.
Well, and Darla, you know, thinking about, you know, that investment, commodity prices, things like that, the ag economy cycle, we're kind of going towards a down cycle, so to speak, but that's not a time to cut back on your drainage and your water management per se, is it? It's a time to really think about things to help improve those yields.
Exactly. Drainage brings your farm average up. And so whenever you're in a down cyclical year, you're looking for consistency, and ensuring that you're continuing to put drain tile in the ground is what is going to give you that consistency. It's not an input that you have to do every year. It's an input that's there for life. And so the benefits continue to maximize, just like they would get out of their equipment or any other type of infrastructure that they're putting on their farm.
Let's talk about, from a product standpoint, I know you guys have different solutions. A lot of your products are very environmentally friendly as well. So talk about that a little bit.
So sustainability is in our top five pillars at ADS. We teeter-totter between the largest or the second largest plastics recycler in North America. And so everything that we're doing is not only helping farmers become stewards of their land, but it's also helping the environment. And we really like to hang our hat on that, because when we're talking about water, our CEO, you know, it's our most precious resource. And when you really, really think about that, nothing can be done without water. So if we're able to help the country, help the world from a water perspective, and do so in a sustainable manner, it's a win-win.
Well, I know a lot of times too, Logan, you know, a lot of that tiling occurs kind of in the fall, winter months. You know, I'd still say though, maybe before spring planting, planter's role, if someone wants to get something done on their operation yet here this spring, they can try and get something, you know, kind of squeezed in this window, can't they?
They can. So obviously this has been a pretty mild winter across the country for us. That's been incredibly helpful for guys kind of catching up on their tiling plans, as well as we found a lot with that after wheat rotation. So not only is it great to rotate in for their crops, but that also gives them a little bit bigger window when they harvest that wheat, and then before they're putting another crop on, get that contractor in, get their tile installed, and really get them a good, nice start for next year in their commodities.
And Darla, you kind of mentioned the word sustainability, and it kind of comes back to that. It's been such a hot topic in agriculture as of late, but, you know, even with that renewed focus, really our farmers have been very, you know, sustainable and really stewards of the land for how many centuries. And so thinking about tiling their ground and working with ADS, it just kind of adds on to that whole sustainability message, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And the great thing is now in the EQIP programs and in the money that they're putting out there from a sustainability perspective for farmers, water management and water automation is a very big qualifier. So there's money out to be had. It's just figuring out and navigating the road that you have to travel in your state in order to get those dollars. And so what we're doing right now is we're trying to not only help farmers understand the benefits of water management, but also help them figure out, how can I ensure that I'm getting the most bang for my buck and getting the governmental subsidies that are available to them for this type of practice.
Well, navigating those roads in their state, I'm sure, Logan, if folks have questions, they want to work with ADS, find their local rep online. A lot of great ways to get in touch, isn't there?
Yes, that's exactly right. So online at adspipe.com/agriculture, that will help you find your local rep. And they will, your local rep, right, knows their area best. They can get you in touch with either contractors or help you kind of navigate some of those local challenges so that we can get you the best product that you need, as well as maybe some insights on how to gain those government assistance to get that tile installed.
Fantastic. Logan Chamberlain, Darla Huff with ADS Advanced Drainage Systems. Thanks for a little bit of time here at Commodity Classic. Good to talk with both of you.
Likewise. Thanks.
Thanks, Jesse.
Once again, a great conversation there with Darla Huff and Logan Chamberlain from ADS Advanced Drainage Systems. A couple news notes here before we wrap up this episode of American Ag Today. The Securities and Exchange Commission omitted the Scope 3 reporting requirement from its final climate disclosure rule. Scope 3 would have required public companies to report the greenhouse gas emissions from their supply chains and affected family farms and ranches. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said, quote, "Farmers are protecting the natural resources they've been entrusted with and continue advancing climate-smart agriculture. However, they can't afford to hire compliance officers just to handle SEC reporting requirements," end quote. International Dairy Foods Association President Michael Dykes said it would have placed a significant financial burden on millions of companies outside of SEC jurisdiction. He said, quote, "The proposed rule demonstrated a lack of engagement with the dairy value chain and a lack of analysis on the actual impact of the rule on privately held small entities," end quote. Now, some companies have said they will still require the emissions information from producers because investors, consumers, and other governments demand it. And the AM for Every Vehicle Act has hit the magic number of voting co-sponsors it will need to ensure passage through the House of Representatives. Sponsors of the House legislation, led by New Jersey Representative Josh Gottheimer, announced they had picked up the 218th voting supporter. The majority of votes is necessary because Kentucky Senator Rand Paul blocked a bipartisan-driven majority consent vote in November. Now, he is seeking to override the AM mandate and instead use the legislation to end electric vehicle subsidies under the American Vehicle Tax Credit. Now, as the bill moves closer to the goal, the Department of Transportation is ready to implement the legislation. In a February interview, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said he's, quote, "ready to run with the act the moment Congress gets it done," end quote. Now, the AM for Every Vehicle Act has picked up massive public support, including more than 400,000 emails, letters, and social media posts directed to senators and representatives. So again, the AM for Every Vehicle Act hitting the magic number of voting co-sponsors it will need to ensure passage through the House of Representatives. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of American Ag Today. We'll have more coverage and recaps from Commodity Classic 2024 coming up here on our future episodes of the program. For now, thanks for tuning in to American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Radio Network. I'm Jesse Allen, wishing you a great rest of your day.